I did for a time until war broke out. I left Thorncroft Manor because I wanted more money and couldn't get it there that time because they had quite a number of gardeners. I went to work at another place in Leatherhead up in Reigate Road, stayed there for a while and tried to get more money, of course. When I couldn't get more, I spoke to one of the secretary of the Leatherhead Building Company, who was a member of our church, Mr. Arnold. The man next door was also a member of the company. I went with the idea of becoming a bricklayer, and I was going to be apprenticed. I stayed there for about 5 years, and then things got so bad that the Leatherhead Building Company looked as though they were going to pack up. I was lucky to be kept on to one of the lines. They were training me for it. There were no other sort of jobs about then, and eventually I had to be put off. Well, in those days, one had to go to the employment exchange, and I was told that I had to see a magistrate or the parson to get some papers signed. I decided to go to the Reverend Coleridge. I went in to see him, and I told him that I was looking for a job, and he said to me, "Well, I know somebody that wants a gardener. Have you done some gardening?" I said, "I did do, and I'm quite interested in gardening." "Oh, yes," he said, "I know somebody that wants a gardener, but he wants a chauffeur gardener." So he says, "Can you drive a car?" Have driven a lorry in a field, you know, for the building company. I used to get into the lorry and drive it sometimes. And I said, "I know a bit about it, but I said, I wouldn't say that I can drive in that sense." So he said, "Oh," he said, "wait a minute," he said, "that you stop here." I was in the study. He said, "I'll go through to the phone and see if I can get hold of Canon Downs." So he got through to him, and he said that, he said, "I expect you know George Dench in the choir. He wants a job." So he said something about, "He has done a little bit of driving, but I don't know much about it," he said. He said, "Yes, I'll get a message to him." So he came back in and he said, "I've arranged for you to see him about 12 o'clock when he comes from the school over to the house." So I went up to him and saw him in his study, and he asked me point blank if I could drive a car. And I said, "Well, no." I said, "I'll tell you straight that I've only driven a lorry, but I said I could soon learn to drive." He hesitated and then said to his wife, "Well, I think perhaps we'll give him a chance." So he said, "I'll ring up my garage and see if I can make arrangements for you to go over to learn to drive." So he rang up the garage at Ashted, and he said, after talking to them, "I'll get him to come over to you and he can go over for a month to learn to drive." I did. I went down then to the exchange, told them that I could have a job in a month's time. I said, "I want to take it, but I said, you can't give me a job here. There's over 400 waiting ahead." So I said, "I'd like to take that job." So they said, "Well, if you take that job, we won't be able to give you any money." I said, "Oh, well." They said, "You can have some money for this week, but I think we'll have to get in touch with the authorities." After about a couple of days, I had a letter come asking me to go to Sutton in front of a board of referees or something. They gave me a railway ticket to go. Well, when I got there, I had to go in front of the four people sat there, and they asked me all about it, and I said, "Well, you can't give me a job." Well, they say, "If we could give you a job, you wouldn't be able to take it if you do, you know, if you're prepared to take this other job." But I said, "You can't give me one." I said that I'm just beginning to buy my house. I said I was married, and I said I'd already paying a mortgage. So they said, "Oh, we can't help that. I'm afraid we can't do anything about it." I told Canon Downs about it. He said, "Well, look, I should be paying for you to be at this garage." He said, "I can't pay for two.